USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Millions of Americans are hitting the road for the Thanksgiving weekend, even with the CDC advising against traveling as COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to rise across the country. Admiral Breckerauer of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says no one is trying to cancel the holiday. He tells MSNBC that instead he hopes Americans will make good choices around their holiday celebrations.
And look, no one's trying to cancel Thanksgiving. What I urge Americans to do is make a good choice for you. If you can defer travel and have Thanksgiving at Valentine's Day, do that. If you make the decision to travel and be with your family, be on good behavior before you get together. Try to physically distance in the home. Wear a mask. Don't crowd people, 20 people in the kitchen like we do in Cajun land.
Wednesday saw the most deaths from COVID since early May, with nearly 2,300 fatalities reported. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump issued a full pardon Wednesday for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. General Flynn had pled guilty to a charge of making false statements to the FBI as part of the Mueller investigation. Earlier this year, the Department of Justice moved to drop all charges against Flynn, a move that was put on hold by a federal judge. Wall Street stepped back a bit Wednesday from all-time highs it reached on Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 173 points lower to finish the day at 29,872. The S&P 500 slid 5 points, and the Nasdaq bucked the trend, picking up 57 points to gain 0.5%. Part of the market's performance was a reaction to a weaker-than-expected unemployment report, as 778,000 people filed for benefits for the first time last week. That's 50,000 more than most economists expected. Continuing claims fell to around 6 million, the second straight week they've declined, although much of that drop-off can be attributed to benefits expiring for some workers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The state of Arizona is preparing for a legal challenge after certifying its results in the November election. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The head of the Arizona Republican Party has filed a petition for early inspection of mail-in ballot envelopes and signatures ahead of an anticipated legal challenge over the certified state results. The petition was filed by Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward. When it comes to mail-in and absentee ballots across the country, Republican Senator Rand Paul believes we do need to take a step back and look at how things went this year.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history, so we have to validate were they the right people. And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence.
Paul speaking on the story with Martha McCallum. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And we'll have only two NFL games to feast on during Thanksgiving. The scheduled evening game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore has been moved from tomorrow night to Sunday afternoon due to a COVID outbreak among the Ravens. Baltimore has added 7 players to the reserve COVID list this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.